the Cold War and the fall of the wall only occurred 20 years ago. It's very, very recent, but it's very, very important. Perhaps one of the most important historical events of our age. Once the past becomes history, it's harder and harder to get a grasp on. So we needed a resource in order to collect the materials in order to have a place for serious investigation. Wende is a German word that means transformation or change. It's been used to describe this incredible shift from the end of communism and the former East Bloc, the fall of the Berlin Wall, and the transition to, in a sense, a new world. We want to be a museum that, rather than tells people how it was, we want to provide the stimulation and we want to inspire people to come here and find their own path in their own way. And ultimately, we find that that's really the only way people are going to discover the essence of what the Cold War was.
A lot of materials we get are from former border guards, secret police agents, and a lot of times we have no idea what it's even going to be until it gets here. Here, this would have been a normal briefcase that looked like all the others, except that when you see this O here, if you look there, it's sort of a reflective lens there. It's because it is a lens. This used to spread across here to conceal a camera. And so much of this material has not yet been processed. We have film, audio, pictures, archives, still bundled and sealed as they were on the last days when the wall fell. This is a BT-9 border guard tower, but actually when you take the top off, it's a vodka bottle.
The most engaging, most interesting time periods in history are those that show us the full range of the human condition, from the very worst to the very best. I can't think of another time that shows this as dramatically as during this time of transformation in the late 1980s when the Berlin Wall collapsed. You have a situation where these border guards, you know, spent basically their entire lives defending this wall, then all of a sudden, it's gone. And to be able to investigate what was going through their minds is a very unique position for us to be in. We have the logbooks from the border guards of what was going on minute by minute when the wall fell. And you have border guards that react in totally different ways. You have some that just say, okay, this is it, and they just walk home and never come back again. And you have those that actually continue to show up every day for work for the next 5 to 6 months and continue to fill in these logbook reports about illegal border crossings. And before it was, you know, one illegal attempt a month or whatever, and then they would end up writing things like 3,000 people tried to cross the border illegally today without a visa. I mean, there are swarms and swarms of people going through the border here. I mean, the idea that a border even existed anymore was crazy. The Wall and Wilshire project was a project in which we brought over 10 segments of the original Berlin Wall, and we brought it here to LA to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the fall of the wall. We invited street artists, who are people that often not only observe society, but society is observing them. There's this also way of looking at the world which street artists have that we can relate to. And of course, the Berlin Wall itself was the ultimate concrete canvas. We wanted to really engage LA and beyond to say that this is an idea that's much, much bigger than Berlin or the Cold War. What history can give, the very best thing that it can give, is a sense of self. And I think if this museum can give a sense of self and the time period in which we live in today by reflecting on the past, I think we've achieved our mission.